It's us again. It's not Frank or Bing or Perry.
It is not Madame DuBarry.
We're not Robin's little band of merry men. You pardon all the fuss. It's us again. It's us again.
It's not Judy, Peg, or Ella.
It's not any other fella.
We're not cooks that Duncan Hines would recommend. But sing a song we must, it's us again.
Now they might call me Old King Lear,
and I might be Queen Guinevere,
but no siree.
He's just he,
and she's just she.
Gee,
it's us again. If we haven't got a dollar, holes are in my shirt and collar. We'll still be singing in the same old way. We're here to say we like it that way. It's us, just us again. Now if I were a millionaire,
I'd spend your money everywhere.
But no siree.
We ain't got much,
but we got us.
Oh,
it's us again. Astronauts may fly to Venus, stars may crash and fall between us. We'll still be singing in the same old way. We're here to say we like it that way. It's us, just us again.
That's right, folks. It's us again. Dave and...
Anna coming at you.
That's right. We're back...
on Liver Radio for...
another installment of the Can Man...
Says Goodnight Show.
Yes, siree, Bob. Yes, siree, Boob. Oh, man, you look bumping tonight in that Lover Radio sleeveless tee.
No, you've got the sleeveless tee. I have sleeves.
Man. Oh, boy, you look so...
All you're looking at is my boobies anyway, so what would you know about the sleeves?
I feel like this should be an all-woman show, but...
All women's t-shirt show.
Yes, but we don't have any British invasion women.
Why don't we women out there have wet t-shirts for boys? That wouldn't be interesting.
How about wet pants?
Wet pants.
But then it would shrivel up and you couldn't see anything, right?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, this is the Can Man Says Goodnight Show on Lover Radio. We're glad to be back. God, you know, we're glad to be back climbing out of that pile of mail that we get. Thanks for all your cards and letters and your, you know...
Yes.
The videotapes and your, you know, cassette tapes and your, you know, dirty pictures and dirty magazines.
T-shirts.
I'll tell you, there's very few things in life more...
More important than a Lover Radio t-shirt.
Whoa, what's this feedback? You're supposed to be engineering tonight, and you're doing a really shitty job. You know that, Zana?
Gotta turn that down a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I'll turn it down.
Zana Bandana.
Zana Bandana, turn over and...
shove it in. Excuse me.
Anyway, like I was saying tongue-tied, there are very few things in life that I like more than my Lover t-shirt. It is so cool.
It is very nice.
Great colors.
May your armpits be your chompits.
Yes, that too. So, we are going to probably carry on this show like we... we'll turn that down a little bit, right? Is that a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit now. Just a tinge.
You know, I like to call myself the Iron Farmer. I have this...
I'd like to call yourself Poison Ivy Dave.
I'll tell you, I have so much... I kid around with Dan Buck. You know, he's from South Dakota, and I kid around that I'm a better farmer than he is, and I have the poison ivy to prove it. You know,
that doesn't mean you're a better farmer because you're poison ivy. It means you're careless.
My vegetable garden at...
You're a vegetable.
My vegetable garden at our job, which, folks, you know where that is. We work for the begins with C, rhymes with butlers. So, my vegetable garden right now is just, you know, blooming with all sorts of organic vegetables.
I think, in fact, you've let a couple of things go to seed.
Like what? My arugula.
The arugula is extremely bitter.
Yes.
The lettuce is getting there.
I know nothing about bolting. Well, I'm learning about bolting, but luckily the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the...
There aren't any tomatoes really growing.
Well, it's growing, it's growing, it's growing. Give me a break, give me a break. I mean, this is a pretty big garden, right? What do you think the dimensions are?
Oh, here we go again.
Here we go. But anyway,
40 by 20.
I am the iron gardener.
That's right.
That's right. So, anyway, you know, I think
you know what's good? The basil's good.
Oh, the basil. I got purple basil. I got regular basil.
And did we not mix them together?
Some people say basil Rathbone. What?
That's what you'd say in England. Yes, basil.
Basil Rathbone.
We got the purple basil. We got the green basil. And we made some... What did we make?
Oh, pesto.
Pesto. And mixed the two colors together in a blender.
Ooh.
In a, sorry, a food processor.
Are you the yuppie one?
And we got an interesting colored...
Pestos.
Pesto. I can't remember that word. For
oh,
reason.
How exciting. Folks, you listening out there, don't shut us off.
Mario Molto.
Molto Mario. And folks, it's time for a shot of our favorite...
Drinky Poo.
Drinky Poo.
Can you say this before
you go? You know, kiddies, you know what it is. Come on.
K-A-M-C-H-A. T-K-A-A-A.
Only one? No. No, we should be in AA. There's only one A at the end of that
well,
word.
That's why it's AAA.
So,
oh, no, that's Automobile Association.
You know, let's toast.
We'd hate to get sued by the AAA because we put one extra A on that, right?
Yes.
When it was AA, not AAA. And we don't need our car towed right now, do we?
Oh, man, why do you have to bring up things that, you know, this negative vibe, knock on wood?
No, but I mean, saying, let's say we wanted to call Alcoholics Anonymous and we dialed an extra A.
Yes.
We get somebody out and they'd tow our car for us. Like, they wouldn't ask us.
Oh,
just,
I get it. Oh,
tow
I get it
away.
I get it, I get it. Yeah.
Thinking they're helping us.
That's good.
So before you get completely drunk, make sure you don't add that extra A when you dial them.
Folks, out there in computer land, if you're listening... And if you have any libation handy.
Well, they have to be listening, not if. You can't if, because they're not, then. Sometimes you're so dense.
We want to...
You can't say if you're listening.
No?
Well, they are listening, or else they wouldn't hear you say if. It's logical. It doesn't take an
nothing
Einstein
you say. Time. Nothing you say
I'm
is
logical.
I'm too
brilliant for most people. You just... You can't say if, because they are listening.
Well... For all you people listening to
that's
Lover
it.
Radio right now, raise your glass in toast to the one and only Frank Moore.
And company.
And company, yes.
Lovely Linda and lovely Mike and lovely
yes.
Frank.
That's right.
So, not necessarily in that order. They should be shuffled because we never know which name to say first.
Shuffle. That's what, a DJ term? Shuffle the...
Spinning.
Spinning, yeah. What do they do? Sample? I don't know, but I got to listen to more rap music, I guess. So, Anna, have your drink to...
Nostrovia.
Those crazy cats out there in Berkeley, babe. Sorry, that was a little bit of, and I don't even smoke. And I'm raising my glass to those crazy cats in Berkeley, man. Cheers, you guys.
You sound very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell them what we have for supper tonight? This being a home down show.
Whoa.
Where anything goes.
Tonight, we had tonight.
A perfectly roasted.
Any other night.
Describe it as if it was a cookbook.
Describe it like it was a cookbook?
Written in a cookbook.
Turn to page 42. First you got one
look under
whole
poultry
roasting chicken. First you got one whole roasting chicken. That's not Julia Child.
No way.
Ooh, ooh.
That's an owl.
First you get one roasting chicken.
Yeah.
Put it in the oven at 450.
No. Not good.
we had a nice. Get that accent, folks. We had a roasted chicken.
Golden brown.
Now, Anna and
all
I have...
All vegetarians must cover their ears.
Yes, Anna and I have experience with chickens.
Yes.
Because at our job, We used to look over a few chickens and a few roosters.
Of nicest chicken was Henrietta, the red chicken.
But we're
the Rhode Island red.
Yes, we had some.
Well, you're digressing. You started about taking care of chickens. When we talk about our dinner, that's not very nice, is it?
Roasted chicken.
Henrietta does not come into the recipe.
No, but that's a plump chicken. That was one plump chicken.
Well, you don't really know. It was a massive feathers.
One plump chicken.
Right? Wasn't Henrietta massive feathers? And it could have been like a Cornish hen under it all?
As most chickens are, I guess. But we had roasted chicken. With homemade gravy and good old mashed potatoes and fresh green beans or string beans, whatever you want to call them.
Dave, to make it really homestyle, southern type, put this hole in the mashed potatoes so you could put the gravy in it. Right?
No,
remember
that?
The dip.
Hey, everybody does that.
I've never heard of that before. It's so TV dinner-ish, isn't it?
No.
It's Americana. It's diner.
Do you think people who are listening out there in...
Everybody's had a TV dinner.
New Zealand or Russia or England or... Want to hear about your TV dinner experiences? Or our eating experiences?
Or your TV dinner experiences.
When are we going to get that microphone in our bed? You know, and tape some of our...
That's another show.
So stick with us, folks. One of these days,
that'll
we're going to get around to
that.
That'll
be a full 90 minutes of us in bed.
No, 1 hour.
If you could take it. Oh, we'll do a 90-minute one for that.
Well, we don't know if we have the...
Stamina. You don't have it.
Yes. Well...
I won't tell them your nickname.
And I won't tell them yours.
Funny you could think of one on time.
Well, you know, folks.
I know you're my Canadian Mountie, but also you're another faction of the military. Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi?
I just feel like saying
what
that.
What does that mean? You need another drink?
Who's that guy with the tablecloth that is here? Arafat?
Wait a minute. We have some listeners out there that could be, you know... So, come on, let's just forget that never happened.
That's right.
But, the guy who looks like Ringo Starr?
Whoa, yes, that's rude to Ringo, isn't it?
No, he looks like, you know, separated at birth, Arafat and Ringo. Not necessary in that order.
With or without the tablecloth?
Well, Ringo has rings, Arafat has his, you know, a tablecloth.
Right. Ready
you know,
to eat
I've,
at all times.
I've never noticed...
You know, that's a good concept, picnic to on the move.
He just unwraps it, and he's got his egg salad sandwiches, his Coca-Cola.
The egg salad sandwiches go with the Dan Buck Show, which everybody should listen to.
The Dan Buck
Also on Lover Radio Show. Do you happen to know what day it is, like Wednesday or something?
I think it's Wednesday. You're testing me. Yes, I can tell the folks out there. Let me get my trusty Lover
T-shirt.
Schedule.
I love that underarm.
Keep talking while I give the time for the Dan Buck Motor Lodge, if this hasn't changed. But the Dan Buck Motor Lodge show, you can tune in on Wednesday, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern, that's PM, Eastern Standard Time.
I think the whole of New Hope can hear you speak.
Oh, to catch the Dan Buck Motor Lodge.
Catch of the day.
With Dan Buck and Dave and Anna.
That's right.
You're listening to the Can Man Says Goodnight Show. The contact number here is 31 Waterloo Street, New Hope, Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 18938. Telephone number, though, even though we won't answer it unless the name shows up on a caller ID. So leave a message, and if we like you, we'll call you back. It's 215-862-02 Wayne Gretzky. So,
99.
That's 0299. So give us a call sometime. Send us some poetry submissions or some musical submissions or just some, you know, anything you want to send. Money, drugs, you know, you name it, you send it, okay?
No drugs through the mail.
Oh, okay, folks. Well, people know that. I'm just kidding around.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't send cash through the mail, too.
No.
So check money order.
I know no fruit that would go bad by the time you got here.
Speaking of fruit that went bad, we used to be friends with this guy named Wendell Metzger, and he's an older man who is a poet in the small press. And one day, we received in the mail this box, and you know, the postman knocked on the door, and I go down and answer it, and the box, he's holding the box, and it's like leaking. So I put it down. Well, he put it down, and
he put it down on the table outside, right, our door.
Yes.
And we went to lift it up excitedly,
and it
like plopped out of wetness and stickiness.
All these rotten apples. All these rotten apples.
Apples.
Pears.
Apples are from Naples, but yes, apples are from Seattle.
Yeah, hey. But it was that was pretty good. Yeah. But it was
a nice thought, actually.
Well, no, yeah, it was a great thought, but I mean, it was really a.
It was ready for apple cider, alcoholic apple cider. It was at that stage. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of alcohol, you want to have a drink, or do we just have a drink?
No, we didn't have one.
But did we tell the folks what's going to happen tonight? What's going on? We're going to have our country.
Oh, you mean on our show?
Yeah, we're going to have our usual country classic. And we have a very, very, very special guest poetess tonight.
Yes. Hello, whoever you are. You know
Hello
who you
out
are.
There and,
See, we don't bring up the names till later on.
You know, I have
She's our new friend.
I always liked the city.
I said the sex.
Pardon me?
I said her sex.
It has nothing to do with sex.
I know, but I gave away a clue. You said she's female.
Poetess, I said.
Oh, you're right. So
but anyway, female. Anyway, you know, she lives in
you're
a city.
You're giving it away.
No, I'm not going to name the city.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that I always enjoyed the city that she lives in. I've never been there, but I always liked the university there. And I always liked
Michigan State?
No. You're giving it away. You're not supposed to say any. You know. No, it's not Michigan State. I mean, no. Forget it. It's way over your head. You're getting
way. No. I'm intelligent now.
No, I know you're intelligent, but you're not going to get this. Okay, you're just not going to get this.
If I get it, can I blurt it out?
Sure. Okay. Hey. Sure.
Guess that college. Guess that university. Right.
Well, you don't have to guess because you're never going to guess. You know. If I said Dean Memminger, would that mean anything to you?
Who's that, a hockey player?
Do we have a drink yet?
Probably right.
But anyway, we have this wonderful poet, Tess, which will probably be on the second half of the program. What did you say?
Hockey player?
No. And we have, you know, Anna is...
Nebraska's sidekick.
We have a country classic on the first half. We have a wonderful guest poet, Tess, probably on the second half of the show. And we are going to have Anna's British Invasion number of the week, which we're stretching it tonight. We're going to have to go into not... We're going to have to get off
enough.
The English Invasion. We're going to have to get on to the just English 60s music.
Yeah, we've run out.
Because the British Invasion now is we're running thin of decent material. So we may just go call it the English segment.
Well, I'll take care of it. You take care of the country boring, and I'll take care of my British stuff.
Could I do that for you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have a drink regardless of what you say.
What college is it now? What university? Is it a university or a college? It's a university, I guess.
So we're going to have to play that country classic pretty soon, I think. Go ahead, have a drink. You're not going to get this. Forget it. Now remember, it's up north.
Where's Iola?
Way up north.
By
Iola. Johnny Angel, how I love him. And I dream that someday he'll love me. Cheers.
Cheers.
And together we will know how happy I will be. Ooh. I know we're crazy, but you know.
Lakers.
Up by the Great Lakes?
Yeah.
Finnegan's Rainbow. Or is that Finnegan's Wake? Or is that Finnegan, and Finnegan? Anyway, folks, I think I'm going to have my shot, and I think we're going to cut off to the country classic tune of the week. So, hope you enjoy it.
Of the week?
Of the week.
Of the week.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back, folks. Enjoy the country tune of the week.
Thank you.
almond-colored girl who sets my heart awhirl, who lives along the Yukon far away. With the northern lights shine, she rubs her nose to mine, she cuddles close and I can hear her say, Ooga Ooga Mushka, which means that I love you. If you will be my baby, I'll Ooga Ooga Mushka you. Then I take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. She makes her underwear from hides of grizzly bear and bathes in ice cold water every day. Her skin I love to touch, but I just can't touch it much because her fur-lined parka's in the way. Ooga Ooga Mushka, which means that I love you. If you will be my baby, I'll Ooga Ooga Mushka you. Then I take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The squaws along the Yukon aren't good enough for me. Those hang around, Chichacos try to date her night and day. With a landing gear that's fine and a fuselage divine and a smile that you can see a mile away. Ooga Ooga Mushka, which means that I love you. If you will be my baby, I'll Ooga Ooga Mushka you. Then I'll take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. Carry me back to old Alaska. Squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me.
That was Hank Thompson singing Squaws Along the Yukon.
From the 40s.
You know, I feel a theme. I feel a theme going here. No, it's not from the 40s, but this guy Hank Thompson has recorded since the 40s. That's 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. That's 7 decades. He just has a new.
That's amazing. Right?
Album
if you think about it,
seven decades. This guy.
I guess he's gonna make it.
I mean, that's longevity,
what do you think?
Right? Well, yeah.
He's gonna
I don't know how many people know who Hank Thompson is, but
the country world, they do.
Country people know.
Sure, that's a success.
That's right. So that's a country classic tune of the week, Hank Thompson. I think we've had a Hank Thompson number on before, but you know, I'm sort of confused. I don't write down. I do have a list of all the guest artists that we have on our shows, but I do not keep a list of the music that we play. And I try to play a different person each week. And, whoa. But I do have one question, and if anybody can help me out, I want to know if I've played Hank Williams. I think I have. I think I have, but if anybody can tell me, if anybody can remember, just drop your cards and letters to that address that we gave previously. Because I just want to make sure, because I can't play country classics without having a Hank Williams tune, right? So did you guess that college yet? That university? Whatever it is?
I've been thinking about it.
Well, it must be really hurt, huh? Huh?
Should I say who I think it is?
Sure, why not?
Could it be Marquette?
No, it's Kutztown. No, I'm just joking. Yes, it is Marquette. You Karnak the... Who was that? Karnak
Magnificent?
Karnak the Magnificent, yes. I can't get the volume right on this mic. That's that Bucks County, that Philadelphia accent you have.
Maybe because you have right on the shot glass instead of puffing.
Well, we lost our, Jesus, we lost our stand, our little plastic stand for the microphone, and we are using, we have our 2 paperback books. A wad of scrap paper, a shot glass with a rolled up tissue in it.
And the mic is leaning on that.
And the mic is
It's a double mic.
It's a double mic.
It has two things coming out of it.
From Radio Scrap. Radio Shack. It's a Radio Shack $10 microphone, and it works good. What we do need is batteries. And, anyway, this is the Can Man Says Goodnight Show to Dave and Anna. You already know that. And we are the ringleaders of Applebee Press. The ringleaders? Does that sound right?
What's the guy in the circus called? Ringmaster.
Ringmaster, yes.
Ringmaster. Well, ringleader's good, too.
Tonight, under the big top.
In ring number one, the Flying Willenders.
Weber.
Number two, Marvin the Magnificent. Number three, the Janitor
Girls. Folks, right now we're going to bring out, what was that guy that used to, Joe Feeney, and who was the guy who used to play the accordion on Lawrence Welk?
Oh, God knows. Only you would know that.
Oh, man. What the hell was his name?
You were an avid watcher, weren't
you? They all smiled. I think they told, Lawrence Welk used to tell everybody on the show if they didn't smile, they'd be fired.
Well, he was very strict, apparently.
But, yes.
He came from North Dakota, didn't he?
I think so, yes. I thought I knew everything about him. I think you sort of know.
German-speaking community. That's why he had an accent.
What the hell was that guy playing?
He was born here, but he grew up with an accent.
This is a Lawrence Welk, and if you all know, Seratan spelled backwards is nature's. Right. Remember
way
that commercial?
Of pooping it out.
Remember that ad?
No, how would I know?
Well, I won't tell everybody on computer, whatever it is. I want to know what a Napster is, and I want to know what MP3s are, or M3Ps. I mean, I saw an editorial cart about with something about Napsters and MP3s or M3Ps, and then I heard something on the radio today, and I don't know what that is. So if anybody wants to drop a,
isn't MP3 is like a rating? It means that children under 3 can watch.
Well, what it was a cartoon where this young guy, with this modern younger guy with whatever outfit costume he's in, and he was saying Napster. And he was talking to this old politician, like an older man. So there had like a thinking bubble by the politician. And when the kid said something about Napster, he thought of Strom Thurmond sleeping. And then when the kid said MP3s, the bubble, the guy thinking bubbles had three military police. Their heads. Anyway, I thought that was pretty,
interesting, because...
Okay, folks, come on, we'll be, it's the second half of the show, we always kick it up a notch, pump up a jam. Maybe we're going to start doing a rap, instead of the country classic crap and the British crap, why don't we do rap stuff? What do we do with some
Not consistently.
No?
No. We'll do variety, maybe.
Yes, let's have a drink, okay? And then I think the first half of the show is coming to a close pretty soon. And I think we should have
a special guest female on the other side.
And we're going to have a special...
from Marquette.
A very special dubage while we break. We always take a break at halftime here. And we're going to have a dubage. And come back. We're going to go to the powder room and refresh ourselves and... smoke a doob.
Refresh our memories.
Keep drinking. Can Man Says Goodnight Show, sponsored in part by Kamchatka Distillery in Claremont, Kentucky, and Frankfort, Kentucky. The best vodka money can buy. $7.41. Cheers.
We'll get you nowhere.
Oh, the motto down here at Applebee Press is nothing for success, everything to excess. So that's it. I think I'm gonna.
It's raining slightly out there, right?
Yes, it's raining. This half of the show is gonna be up soon, and we want you to stick around for the second half of the show. I always slip up, don't I?
Yep.
I try so hard. I think. Do you have any jokes to tell maybe on the second half?
I have a joke. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you can. Maybe you can.
I'll put my reading glasses on.
And your thinking cap.
And tell a joke.
Yes. So we are going to conclude this side in a very few seconds. And
take a short break, and we'll return for the second half of our show.
If we had, what I would like to do is, if we had a, well, I guess we could do it. I have to isolate all the different things, but I would like to have a, like a segment of on our show where we get a whole bunch of people talking on tape that we have and put them all together, different, so and everybody can guess who it is. So anyway, folks, we will see you all at the, on the second half of the show on Lover Radio. This is Can Man Says Goodnight, Dave and Anna.
Time to take a pee, guys and girls.
Stay tuned for side. Oh, man, welcome back to the Can Man Says Goodnight show, the second half of the show. Squeakamus. Squeakamus.
A white rat. Pop it up. Again.
Can Man Says Goodnight. So.
Slurpee.
We're back, and we have a special guest coming up on this half of the show. And, boy, I'm sort of spaced out. I don't know what you did to me just then. But I feel better for it.
Good.
And I'd like to continue on with the show.
Oh boy, do I have a joke for you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Want to hear it?
Yes.
A reporter went way up into the hills of West Virginia to research an article about the area. He met an old man in a small town and asked him about memorable events in his life. "Well, one time, my favorite sheep got lost," the old man said. "So me and my neighbors got some moonshine and went looking for it. We finally found the sheep, then we drank the moonshine, and wound up screwing the sheep. It was a lot of fun." The reporter knew he couldn't write an article about that, so he asked the old man to tell him another story. "Well, one time my neighbor's wife got lost," he said. "So me and all the village men got some moonshine and went out looking for her. We finally found her, then we drank the moonshine and screwed her. Now that was a lot of fun." The frustrated reporter told the old man that he couldn't write articles about those stories, and asked him if he had any sad memories he could talk about. The old man paused and then said, "Well, one day, I got lost."
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's the, you know, we have to incorporate the joke. Well, we have to say, we have to announce the joke of the week too. I mean, that's, well, sometimes you do more than one joke, but,
and sometimes I may not have a joke. You know, that's pressure.
That the other night, my daughter was over here, and she was, she, remember she said that thing about braining? What that, you remember that?
No.
About the brain? Something about the black guy said to her, "How's your brains?"
Oh, yeah.
That lingo, I mean, that, all that stuff is very, I mean, that sort of remind, I don't know why that did, but it just reminded me of what that.
It came from the Newark, New Jersey area.
Yes.
That terminology.
Yes. In the,
meaning a
blowjob.
A blowjob. From Down Neck, Newark.
Down Neck, Newark.
No,
yes.
Also known as the Bricks.
Yeah. For all you guys out there, we should let them know that we do have children, Anna and I. Not, they weren't.
Not us.
Not mutual, not Anna.
From our previous marriages.
Yeah, we've been married before, and we have five kids altogether. Anna has three kids, I have two. Anna's oldest is a boy. It's 30 years old, right? No, Jerry's older, right? Is it Jason or Jerry's older? Huh?
Shall I answer?
Yes.
Jerry.
Jerry is older.
The 1 year difference from each
other. Yeah, she's a girl. Jerry is Geraldine, and she's 30 years old. And the other ones?
No, she's 31. Jason's 30. Oh. And Melissa's 21.
I've been
and
saying.
And you have a daughter who's 24 or 23?
24.
24. And Matthew's 19.
19.
It's so tough. You know why it's tough to remember kids' ages? because they always change.
I've been saying right? that your oldest, I know Jerry's the oldest, but I've been saying that she has been 30 years old for the last, like, 4 years. Maybe she's, like, 35 by now.
No, she's not.
Jesus Christ. Okay, on with the show.
Of course, I had my kids when I was about 10.
That's right. You are, what, like, 39 right now?
Yeah.
And you look good in that lover t-shirt. That charcoal. It's a beautiful color, the sleeveless one.
Mine's black. Yours charcoal's gray. It's charcoal gray.
You are, but I want the folks out there to know that you're wearing my shirt. We're interchangeable tonight.
I'm not because wearing your shirt.
I want to see more flesh.
And what you're seeing is my underarms because
sleeveless. I see when I see other.
I had to go shave views. Under my arms just for you. Just for you. Don't just have, per pay-per-view.
I'm not looking at your arms. Did you have your drink?
You're looking at my titties?
Cheers.
You're going to have a wet t-shirt competition coming up next.
I'm going to have a wet t-shirt dream. Starring for you. Whoa, goddamn. Engineer? Michael Labash is so upset with us right now because of our ineptitude at this technological stuff. Which we are. We admit to it.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, I think it's time that we get
we
to
should
our...
have a guest star.
Our guest artist.
Star.
Well, she is an artist.
She's our guest star. She's an artiste.
She is a star.
Right.
She is our guest star.
Right.
And, we do think highly of her.
She's very a poet.
Multi-talented.
And she's a musician.
And an artist. Well, that well, we encompasses don't,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, definitely.
But she is...
She probably does other stuff we don't even know about.
That's true. She's one hot tamale. And without any further ado... Jeez, I'm tongue-tied tonight. I don't
you
know
You do that every time.
Without further ado, our guest, special person from Marquette, Michigan in the UP...
Is?
She's a Youper.
Upper?
Youper. She's a Youper.
Yep.
Jennifer Stanley.
Take it away, Jennifer.
Give it up.
Yay.
For
Jennifer.
I'm going to start out doing a little guitar piece in recognition of the oral tradition and the troubadours who often would play musical instruments as interludes during the reciting of their poems. So I hope you enjoy. Rising light. This time of year, as April nears, I think of him as he was then in spring, when snow turned to water and rivulets ran down the old roads and shone in the new light and bird songs sounded truer than ever. I knew he was the best person to know in spring, because he was opening, especially receptive to that green energy that rises, stretching, bursting forth, yearning for more. The spring we met, a lot of times we'd go downtown after dinner on school nights and walk in the last of the day's light, looking for something we didn't know couldn't be found in that town, looking for life, signs of life in culture, music, art, opportunity, a chance at something, some intense experience, breath of feeling. Instead, we'd find ourselves looking out from hardware and drugstore front windows, sitting on the steps of the post office, smoking cigarettes in the sunset, dreaming about where that sun was setting, somewhere down the highway, where exciting things were just beginning, and people were driving new cars in a hurry to get to where all was shining, pouring out the most extreme tunes, howling mantras of rock music, where life was gold and glittering, and everyone and everything was free. There was something special about him that made being stuck in that little town a fate I could live with. He was vital and alive, and he had ideas. It was impossible to feel hopeless in his presence, even though he himself often expressed his own sense of despair. It was a despair that would lead to breaking free, creating a way into the fresh air, the glitter glare, where he'd do something we all dreamed of. Even more than those nights in spring, I enjoyed those times in the woods, after school, on warm fall days, sun shining, maybe a chainsaw buzzing, maybe the gold leaves crunching with the red, days spent simply with a boy I liked. We'd sit on a fallen tree, under a canopy of colored leaves and get stoned. Maybe we were just friends, and maybe I loved him because he was into music and art and poetry, and he was smart and gentle, not like the dicks who had something to prove. In the sun he smelled good and his hair shone. In the sun he smelled like leaves and pine needles and smoke and heat-soaked wool shirts. His hair was long, his eyes clear blue, seemed frail but strong, comfortable and agile in his light form. As long as we were out there under the tall trees, near the river, and the light warmed the leaves, and he was talking to me about music, art, and poetry, the world fell away and I was happy. The overweight redneck men didn't scare me. The mean-beaked gray steel wool-haired ladies' scowls went unseen. Nothing of the satanic devil army could touch me. I forgot their threats of doom and dead dreams, of aged sterility and stagnant decay and dirty life traps. I had a future. I had a present in the rising light. So it was like that. In spring, we'd go downtown. In fall, after school, we'd go to the woods, and although I felt abandoned, I was glad for him when he finally left town. He was not the sort to wait around, keep looking in the same places for the thing he needed. He was the one to create it. He did that. Created the excitement, the energy, the happening, the event, the music. That was his gift. I always felt privileged to have been his confidant. Sometimes in fall, I take the tracks back into the woods, find the log under the rustling trees, and sit in the trembling light, enter into reveries of the days we would sit and dream of the future. It is all somehow there in his songs. Sunlight, smell of earth, sounds of spring, hope yearning, even the buzz of the chainsaw, smell of leaves burning, sunlight falling through the trees, feel of its heat, taste in the air. And sometimes I talk to him in my heart, tell him I miss him, know he is present in the wind, the sweep of white clouds in the high blue sky. Then I turn to return alone, and my life is renewed, and it's spring for a moment, as it is now, and hope enters into my poems. Everyday Anthem. Money is the force that keeps things growing, the life force, the God, master of life and death. Man cannot live by bread alone, needs money, can't get bread without it. So money, this rectangle of paper and green ink, is more important than anything else on earth. More important than earth itself. To be wise is to be wise in the ways of money. Learn the lesson. How did that elude me? In the beginning was money. Money gave rise to man. Society arose by the power of money. Money determines who lives and dies. Without money, people go hungry. Money nourishes. Eat money, wear money, live in a house made of money. Every day people wake up, get out of bed for money. Money motivates, money rewards, money rules the world. It's an era of money. Human history is the tale of the exploits of money. To live is to live to make money. Besides, money is nothing, the abyss of oblivion. Everything is a form of money. Money is the one substance. All that is, exists, emanates from, and is the manifestation of the forms of money. Mind is money. Soul is money. Flesh is money. Money is Alpha and Omega, first and last, beginning and end. Cause and effect. Kneel down at the foot of money. Stand at the right hand of money. Offer sacrifices, firstborn, virgins, elderly. Offer up all to the great one in all. From money we come, by money are sustained. To money return. You can run, but you can't hide. Money is truth. There is no escape. Receive the grace of acceptance. Money is all. All is money. Walk in the ways of money. Work in the ways of money. Lie down beside streams of money. Fill your heart with money. Let all interpretation and understanding take place in the light of money. Fill your mind with money. Submit your will to the will of money. Trust in money. Believe in the future of money. He who answers the call of money shall never be without money, but shall dwell eternally in the presence of money. Salvation is to surrender unto money. Commit all your ways to money. Now is the time. Today is the day. Praise the power and beauty, the gracious mercy of money. Bow down and be humble before the awesome beneficence of money.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. That was...
Jennifer, that was great.
Really nice. So, Jennifer Stanley of Marquette, Michigan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, let's have a drink. This is Can Man Says Goodnight Show. Dave and Anna Christie here at the helm.
I'm still caught up in Jennifer's warm voice. You know that?
Yes, very
It's
nice.
Like really mellow.
Yes.
She really like takes you away. I don't mean like Calgon. She really like takes you to a place and lets you feel the surroundings. It was very cool.
Yeah, we'll make sure we send her a copy of this program. Cheers. I have an arc shot of Kamchatka. And, well, what? Feedback. Sorry, Mike. Mikey. Cheers.
So what do you think we go to a British invasion song?
Well, I think we should go to the English tune of the week. Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, we'll do that.
Let's go.
Okay, we'll be back.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Talking about my generation. We all
talking about my generation.
Trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. We could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Generation.
you like that, that was My Generation, sung by the one and only Who. The Who. The Who. Who Dal.
Who dat say who dat when I say who dat say who dat?
Talking about my generation. Talking about my generation. How does he do that with a...
With that guitar? No,
when he breaks up. No, more.
Well, you did it, yeah.
No, it was more than that to that. More than that to that.
I just lit a Dutch Master, Dutch Masters, actually. Cameroon Elite. That's the name of the cigar. This cigar cost me $35. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, right.
35 cents is more like it. Anna, why don't you light up one of your...
My nighttime cigarettes.
Cancer sticks, yes.
Only smoke at night, guys.
Yeah, that's true. Anna only smokes...
At nighttime.
And what kind of cigarettes are you smoking right
Mine
now?
Mine is Value Time Ultralight Menthol.
Yes, and I smoke...
Quality tested.
Quality tested?
Yeah. No quality invested.
That's right. So Anna only smokes cigarettes after 6 o'clock, and
unless I have a special friend over who smokes, who entices me to smoke because they're puffing and puffing in my face, and I have to light up.
And I have a cigar.
You have one night, if that.
I don't even smoke a whole one. Sometimes I don't even light the cigar, but I have it there in case I am jonesing for George or something. You know, George Jones, jonesing for George. Cheers.
Something about my generation. I don't know.
I just don't know.
I just don't know.
I just don't know where my story ends.
We did a big cleanup this weekend, didn't we?
Oh, man.
You did an excessively good job. Cleaning up the landscaping around our house that we share with somebody else downstairs. We have the upstairs. And
It's two apartments, right?
Two apartments in one building. On this little street right next to the Delaware.
In the New Hope Penseat Loke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
As our old friend Splakey would say.
TK's got computers. That's my
Jennifer
motto.
Knows Splakey.
Jennifer Stanley. Whoa. Michael, sorry. Jesus.
So we did landscaping and mulching and everything looked so tidy. We threw things out and it looks very nice.
Yes. I think this feedback is caused by that shot glass, as you said previously. So, I don't know. Ding, 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 goes the trolley. We're sitting a couple choruses of that, or bars of that.
Ding, 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 goes the bell. My heart sings
like
when
a trolley.
No, it's don't tell me to sing a song that you don't even know the words to.
Okay, sing a song.
You'll
that
know
I
it's
know
a classic.
Sing one of our favorite musicals. Oklahoma, where the wind comes running down the plain.
We don't know the words, so I know. The Music Man. That's so tough. The Pool Hall song. That's one of my favorites, the
How
Pool
did
this song. Degradation. Da da da.
Maturity of the Falkland game, and if that means pool, I'm telling you that.
Sign degradation. New York kids go down to the pool hall.
I say pool when it's out of, begins with a P and it rhymes with spool when I mean. Anyway, okay, let's get off this kick. Frank is saying, listen, I told you guys before not to sing, and I mean it. You know, so.
Only Anna can sing. David, shut up.
Okay.
Actually, I can't sing. That's why I said
sing
that.
Sing a song.
Sing a song.
God. Oh,
you said sing a song.
Okay. This is the Can Man Says Goodnight show, and our hours.
And they want us to say goodnight. They're just waiting for the end of the show. Who's on after us, I wonder?
Well, I'd have to check the schedule because I'm not... You know, my memory is like a... I have short-term memory loss and long-term memory loss and... It's all that reefer you made me smoke.
I have both, and you know it.
Yes,
immediate memory loss.
We shouldn't say stay tuned for what's next, because we're really not sure what's next, because we don't have a computer, so we can't check the schedules regularly.
We know who has a computer.
TK's got computers, I know that. So that's a little thing we like to have fun with. This is Dave. And who are you?
I thought I was Dave. I thought you were Anna.
I don't think so.
Genital check.
Time check. Anyway, my camera in the lead is...
I wonder if you could be born without them.
I'm sure. But since you're not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, and vice versa...
Or a patient. Patientless.
We won't go there. There's four things we don't talk about. Well, no.
About sex.
Yeah, we talk about sex. So there's only three things.
Not much. We're pretty polite.
We talk about religion. Well, on the Can Man Says Goodnight show.
Amongst ourselves.
Shall we talk about religion a little bit?
No, we don't need to.
We don't really have any.
We'll offend everybody.
Yeah, okay. We don't really have
any. Well, that offends people right there and then, what you just said.
We really don't believe in any...
No, you're going too deep already. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk...
Politics? Politics. Just don't vote for George
W. Bush. And we don't talk about
Bush.
Money because we don't have any.
Please don't vote for
George... Please send your dollars in.
W. Bush. Don't vote for him, folks. It's the worst thing you can do. That's just my plug of the... And that political ad was paid for by
the
Kamchatka
Gore.
Company.
By Gore.
Just don't vote for George W. Bush. This is the Can Man Says Goodnight show. Folks, keep those cards and letters coming in, and we will divulge who the Can Man is.
That's right.
And what the
Can
Man...
There'll be a picture up on your screen sooner or later of the actual Can Man.
The Can Man is not one of us. The Can Man does not...
He could be one of us, if he chose to be, or if we chose
him
to
be. Well, he's not me, and he's not you.
Oh, I thought he'd been one of us, a group.
And he's not a friend of ours.
He's not one of our pack of wolves.
And he's not a...
He's a regular at McDonald's.
A colleague.
In New Hope McDonald's.
Yes, he's not a colleague of ours. And it has nothing to do with drinking or cans or anything like that. But this, our program is running rapidly, coming to a close.
On empty. Running on empty.
So let's have a nightcap.
We have to say goodnight soon then,
And say goodnight. We have to say goodnight right now. Goodnight, folks.
Goodnight, Can Man.
Wherever you are.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your splendid... contribution.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
What did Carol Burnett do? She pulled her ear and did what? Did she say something with that?
No, Mrs. Calabash.
I know, and Carol Burnett used to pull at her earlobe.
I don't know what that means. Like,